Hello Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Discord server where you can talk about not just backrooms related things, but food, games, and various other topics. We also have a Patreon if you would like to show extra support for the podcast. A link to both will be in the show notes. And as always, you can email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com, with suggestions on what you'll like us to cover in the future or to just say hi. That's all for our announcements, so let's get back to the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the most widespread texts discovered within the backrooms. So, I hope your taste buds are ready, because today, we'll be going over the Ultimate Backrooms Cookbook. Book Summary. So, you're probably sitting there wondering, wait, someone made a cookbook filled with backroomian cuisines? Well, of course, it's called Object 56, but it's known better as the Ultimate Backrooms Cookbook, and so far has been one of the most distributed literary works to date within the backrooms. Though it has taken many appearances throughout its many prints, the original copy that was found by the BTNG, or Backrooms Non-Aligned Trade Group for those new to the podcast, takes the appearance of a small red book. The book was found within a barred off section within Level 3 by a member of the BTNG who used a metal pole to reach it. When they were able to go through the book, there were 15 pages, each supporting a specific recipe. But most curiously, they noticed that pages that would be reserved for the author's introduction, table of contents, and ending credits were all torn out, leaving us without any clue of who could have been the author of the book, though we'll touch on more of the aspect later in the episode. Other than the title of the book being written in gold lettering on the cover, the rest of the book is pretty bare, sporting some wear and tear. While the BTNG has allowed copies of the book to be made, most likely for a decent price, it is stated that the original copy is one of the very few things the group will not trade, and as far as we know, it's currently being stored securely within the trader's vault within Level 1. Before we hop into what kind of recipes can be found within this book of goodies, we have to state just how popular this book is within the backrooms. So far, the estimated amount of copies made that we know of is in the ballpark of around 450,000 copies. It boggles my data wafers that within this liminal wasteland, there's enough demand for this book to be this much in circulation. Though I'm sure this takes into account other versions and editions of the cookbook, which makes more sense to us, but still blows the mind. Now, enough of hyping up the book, let's go over some of the recipes that can be found within its pages. What's on the menu? Before we get into our favorite recipe from the cookbook, there is something we must go over first. Some of these recipes involve materials that are known for being somewhat harmful to eat within the backrooms, such as fire salts, but for some reason, when cooked into these cuisines, they become relatively safe for consumption. It's unknown how exactly this effect is being done, leading us to believe that the author must have worked very hard to find the right mixtures and measurements for these dishes. So, there are 15 recipes within the original cookbook, but since we don't have time to go over every single one within the episode, we'll be going over the first recipe found within its pages, the Royal Rations Milkshake. And for those front rooms listeners that are somehow able to hear this podcast, first off, how? But secondly, Scott will provide ingredients native to you guys that can work as great substitutions, hope you enjoy. So, the ingredients needed are one whole royal ration or a half cup of vanilla or chocolate ice cream, 1 3/4 cup of plain Lucky O milk, normal milk will work for you front roomers, and though optional, you can use whipped cream and cherries as a topper. These measurements are for one serving with about 5 minutes of dedicated prep time. You'll also need something to mix said ingredients in, so a bowl or blender should work just fine. Step 1, pour the Lucky O milk into said blender or bowl. After this, break the royal rations up into smaller pieces. Doing this will help with the mixing process. About 16 or so pieces seem to be the sweet spot for it. For those in the front rooms, just plop that scoop of ice cream in. No need to pieces up. Step 2, blend the mixture up until you see the texture smooth out. Add more milk or rations depending on how thick or thin you would like it to be. Step 3 is optional, but if you'd like, top it off with whipped cream and a cherry, or with whatever topping you like, and that's it. You got yourself a very delicious royal ration milkshake. Perfect for a hot summer day or just a sweet treat. But I'm sure some of you are wondering, doesn't more than a spoon of royal rations cause wanderers to become addicted to it? Well, yes, but as far as we've been able to tell, this effect isn't present within the milkshake. Though I'm sure after consuming it, a wanderer wouldn't have to worry about food for quite a while. If you like this kind of stuff from the backrooms, go give the rest of the cookbook a look. We'll leave a link to it and the BTNG's collective cookbook in the show notes. Search for the author. So, as we stated earlier, when the original copy of the book was found by the BNTG, any evidence of who wrote the book was ripped out. It's unknown whether this was an intentional act by whoever had the book in their possession before the BTNG, but that's beside the point of this section. You, much like us, probably want to know who was the mad lad or lady that put the pen to paper and wrote a cookbook of all things within the backrooms. But sadly, we have the slightest clue of who it is. Though, that doesn't mean we don't have any clues on how old the book could be. So, some recipes within the cookbook reference a shop and brand originating from within the backrooms. The shop being O'Milo's Bakery and the product brand being Mary's Chin Ramen. After going over interviews with the owner of O'Milo's Bakery, Minnie O'Milo, she doesn't seem to know who the author of the book could be. Though she stated how much business the book has brought her bakery throughout the years, which is currently located within level 6.1, so check it out if you have the time. We have to state that this segment is not a sponsorship of O'Milo's Bakery and its affiliates. Now, as for Mary's Chin Ramen, a product found within level 480. A level consisting of an extremely large convinced store, which is stocked with all kinds of goodies. You're probably wondering how does this help with narrowing down when the author? Well, it doesn't, but the level was discovered not too long ago in backroom terms. Maybe leading to the author coming here at some point to be able to reference the product. Now take this with a grain of fire salt, the author could have discovered the level before it was officially logged into the MEG database, so this may not be any help at all. But Scott's grasping at any straws he can get his hands on, so here we are talking about it. So, though we have a very loose time frame for the creation of the cookbook could have been created, there aren't any definitive dates for us to work off of. So, we're right back to square one when looking for the author. And with the outbreak of fakers trying to claim themselves as the author, it only makes the search that much harder. Hopefully, we'll get some kind of clue to help us narrow down who this mysterious wanderer could be. But if you ask us, this mystery only makes the book that much more compelling. Final touches. So, that was the ultimate backrooms cookbook. What did you guys think about this oddity? What recipes do you think would be a good addition to the cookbook? Who do you think the mystery author could be? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next up are our senior explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Berry, Gibson, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.